Get your Bibles out, if you would, please, and turn to Luke chapter number 16. Luke chapter 16. Tonight's lesson is on the subject of stewardship. Stewardship. Luke chapter 16, I want you to find verse number 1. I don't think the lesson will be lengthy, but I think it'll be very simple. And for some of you, you understand the word stewardship already. This will be a reminder. And for some, maybe you really don't know what that is, and maybe tonight you'll begin to understand it. Stewardship. Luke 16. Now, if you will, stand with me real quick. I'm going to read verses 1 through 3 from Luke 16. And it says this, "And he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, What shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig to beg. I am ashamed." Probably this is one of the most popular stories about stewardship in the Bible, although stewardship started in the book of Genesis, and it carries all the way through the book of Revelation. So it is a subject that's all the way through the Bible. This is one of the places that people go to most frequently when they talk about this subject. Let me say a word of prayer, then we'll learn a little bit about this subject tonight. Father, bless us now. I pray that you'll help me as I teach. I want my mind to be strong and alert. I want to do the subject of tonight justice, so help me to teach the Bible your way, not mine, but your way. Then, Father, help all of us to listen, and listen properly. Help us not to be disruptive with others, and may we even require our own minds to listen carefully to the truth of tonight. Holy Spirit, take this lesson, take this teaching, and help us that we would live our lives in such a way that you get the glory and the honor from it, please. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you were listening when we were reading there in those three verses in Luke 16, you heard the word steward or stewardship multiple times. Here's the story. A rich man, or someone with some money, had a steward. Now, you say, what is that? That was somebody that was helping to manage his money. And the rich man had felt that the steward had wasted or not handled properly some of his money. So, the rich man calls to talk to the steward about the waste. And he basically said to him, let me take a look at the accounts. And the rich man, he felt like there had been some waste and the money had not been handled the way maybe it should have been. And so the rich man said, well, because you're not handling my funds properly, I'm not going to let you do it anymore. And that's kind of what this story is all about. Now, let me read a verse to you. James chapter 1, verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now, again, our topic tonight is stewardship. You don't hear stewardship taught or preached much anymore, but it should be. It's in the Bible. And maybe it's just the word. You say, well, the word stewardship is not used a whole lot. It's a good word. That's why God chose to use it. And you say, what is that? Well, a steward is somebody that helps to take care of a possession of someone else. They kind of manage something for someone else. So if I were a steward of your money, it would be your money, but I would be helping to watch out for it. And that's basically what a steward is. Now, most people, when they consider this idea of stewardship, most consider stewardship as having to do with the church finances or its ministries. And that's true, meaning we as God's people, we want to use the finances at the church right or well. In other words, we don't want to leave all the doors open and let the air conditioning out, and we don't want to waste gas, and we don't want to be destructive with the buildings. So what are we doing? This is God's property, and the tithe and the offering that comes into the church, that's here to help the church. We need to be cautious how we spend it, how we handle it. And that's one of the reasons why our church functions off of a budget, and that we feel like that's being good stewards of the money that is God's. But some folks think, when you think of stewardship, it's just down at the church. But to be very honest with you, that is only a very small part of stewardship. See, stewardship is more than the being financially responsible at the church. You say, well, I think we should be financially responsible at God's house. I do too. But I think you're supposed to be financially responsible as a steward at your house. Right. At your house. You know, God is as interested and how you're handling his money at your house as he is how we handle his money at his house. You say, well, I handle the tithe just right. Well, that's only 10% of his money. You say, well, what percentage is his? 100. Stewardship is a personal responsibility of all Christians. You may not realize it, but you are a steward, whether you want to be or not. You are a steward. All that you have is God's, and you're to handle it very wisely. Matter of fact, you're to handle it his way. In the story earlier, a man, he had a bunch of money. He let someone attend to his money. When he arrived home, he felt like it wasn't being handled right. And so he called the money handler in and said, what are you doing? And the guy told him, you might say, well, who does he think he is bossing that guy around? Well, he should boss him around. It's his money. But just so you know, everything you and I have is his. He gave it all to us. So he has 100% right to dictate what we do. And what we do with his money. So all that you have is God's. Matter of fact, you are God's. And you are a steward of his life. You say his life? Yeah, you. Your life. Your life is his life. You ever heard the song, Now I Belong to Jesus? And Jesus belongs to me. From the very beginning, God called Adam to be a steward of that which belonged to God that God had created. And that's where it all began. In Genesis 2:15, it says, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. So what was Adam supposed to do? God created the earth. He put things on the earth. Then he created a steward to take care of God's stuff. And ever since Adam and Eve, mankind was created to take care of God's stuff. You say, well, I've got my things, and then God has his things. And that's where the average person, they're mixed up. Everything is God's. Now, at our house, Mrs. Owens has her money, and then we have our money. You men understand that? I thought that you would. But the truth of the matter is, it's not hers. It's not mine. It's the Lord's. Now, this is a real simple teaching, but sometimes it's extremely hard for people to swallow. Because we forget, it's his. And so, I'm going to say a lot of simple things, but I will promise you, you'll do better with finances in general if you'll remember you are to be a steward and a good one. So let me give you some very simple points about it. Number one, I'll answer the question, what is stewardship? Genesis 43 verse 19 says, "And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they communed with him at the door of the house." So in this scripture, we see that there was a steward mentioned. This is a steward that is representing Joseph. He was the steward over Joseph's belongings. The steward was caring for the well-being of Joseph's house, his belongings, his money. Now, if you went to a modern-day dictionary, it says that a steward is someone that has the responsibility to care for the property or the finances of another person. That's what a steward is. So, when they met the steward of Joseph's house, they met the man that was overseeing Joseph's money and his property. Somewhat like a property manager. We have men here in our church that help manage properties. The property belongs to somebody else, but they are attending to its well-being. They're trying to make sure that it is taken good care of and it's protected and that it is treated right. Hey, let me tell y'all something. We've got a handful of ladies in here that babysit. You nanny. You are a steward. You are caring for the property and the possession and a very important possession of another person. You're a steward. That's what you're doing. You're attending to someone else's. By the way, the most valuable thing that a man and woman would have would be their child. And so you're a steward. The Greek word for steward is okonomos. It actually means a household and someone that rules it. And that's a two-part word. It's talking about someone's household and someone that is ruling it, or they are controlling it for its well-being. So what is a steward? It's one person that manages the property of another person. All right? Number two, stewardship starts with a good understanding of ownership. If you understand ownership and stewardship, you'll be okay. Now, listen to this verse and let's see if we can figure out about this thing called ownership. Psalm 24:1, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." He said, "Preacher, that means the Lord owns it all." Okay, problem solved. There's ownership. The earth is the Lord's. And the fullness. You say, what is that? Well, the earth is God's. The fullness thereof. What's that mean? Everything in it. And they that dwell therein. That means even me and you. So He owns the dirt on which we walk. Everything that's sitting on top of the dirt, including you. Which, by the way, came from the dirt. So if your boy doesn't want to take a bath and he's dirty, it's okay. He's just remembering his roots. See, God is the true owner of everything and always has been. And just so you know, He always will be. Listen to Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. It says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." He created it all. And all of it is His. And it was created for His pleasure. Everything you have, everything, is on loan from God. It's not yours. It's His. You know, parents, one of the reasons why we should keep some character training and pressure on our children not to waste is because what they're wasting is not your stuff. They're wasting God's stuff. Young people, you say, "Well, I'm mad at my mom and dad. I therefore will be destructive at home." You might want to be careful. What you destroy at home doesn't belong to your mom and dad. You say, "Well, who's it belong to?" God. God. If you ever get mad at the preacher, if I were you, I wouldn't tear up some stall over in the restroom. Because, though I don't live here at God's house, just so you know. But This is God's house. It belongs to God. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 12 says, both riches and honor come of thee. Thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. See, stewardship is one person managing the possessions of another. Well, then we need to find out who possesses what you have. Whose is it? Well, according to the Bible, it's God's. So what are we doing? Everything you and I have belongs to God. So everything that we have then should be managed with His approval. Let's go on. Point number three. Stewardship continues with a good understanding of service to and for God. In other words, one of the things I do with my life is I help to manage what God has loaned me. One of the ways I serve God in life is the way I attend to God's stuff, God's money, God's belongings. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 9 says, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. You see, overseeing His riches and His belongings is one of the ways that you and I get to serve Him. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 1 says, we then, as workers together with Him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. You see, God has delegated us to take care of things that are His possessions. The things that we have are not really ours. And we do get real possessive of our things. As Christians, you'll do better if you'll realize everything you have belongs to God. So make sure you take good care of God's stuff. Why should you take care of your money? It's God's money. Why should you take care of your vehicle? It's God's vehicle. A couple of you say, well, he can have it back. It's not running well. He needs to maintain it better. Why should you take care of your clothes? They're God's clothes. Why should you and I do the best that we can with the attendance to our body? It's not ours. We're to glorify God in our body. Why? It's not ours. We are bought with a price. We belong to somebody else. So, I said, stewardship is one person managing the possessions or money of another. Then, we said we have to understand stewardship, we have to understand ownership. Then, we then need to understand that as stewards or practicing stewardship is one of the ways that you and I serve God. You say, well, what's this all about? God's got so much. He's got so much stuff to take care of. And the human race, God put Adam in the garden to take care of his stuff. So we're all a part of that same human race. You weren't put here to get stuff for yourself. You are put here to take care of God's stuff. You say, that sounds so simple, but it's so true. It's so true. Let me go on. Number four. Stewardship is best understood if you'll understand that there is an accountability then to God. Stewardship continues with an understanding of our accountability with God. Let me read to you from the beginning story, Luke chapter 16. We're going to read verse 2. It says, and he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. So what's happening? Remember, the rich guy calls his money manager, his steward, and said, you and I need to talk. You must give an account to me for the way you've been handling my stuff. You are going to give answer to me, he said, on how you're taking care of my money. I don't know you know this, but God's watching what you do with every penny. Every penny. You say, why? It's His. It's His. It's only on loan. God gave it to you. That's where you got it, and it is His. God is keeping tabs on you, how you handle His things. If there's anybody in here that owns a home and it's a rental, you better get ready, because people that will rent your property, some will take very good care of it and love it and protect it. Others will trash it out. They need to realize that's not their property. It belongs to somebody else. You say, yeah, it's mine. Well, in all reality, that's God's rental. But I think you understand. When you let somebody borrow your car, you were surely hoping that they didn't drive it through a field to see if the four-wheel drive was working, and they weren't out playing bumper cars down at Walmart with, you know, somebody. You say, I don't want my car destroyed. If you borrow my car, you ought to take care of it. And so, folks, I guess it's only reasonable then that you and I should understand that God is watching what we do with His stuff. So, if you have a rental, they pay a damage deposit because there's this speculation that there'll probably be some damage that'll need to be paid for. You say, and I think it's only right that if somebody rents a piece of property off of somebody else, that the renter ought to take care of what does not belong to them. And I think we'd all say, that's right. Okay. Then everybody here that owns a home, you better stop and realize you're living in a rental. You say, no, it's mine. No, it's God's. And you're living in a rental. Your house belongs to God. You ought to take as good care of God's investment in you as you would want someone else taking care of what you would call your investment. So, stewardship continues with an understanding of our accountability to God. You see, God's keeping tabs on how we handle His things. You're responsible to God for overseeing His stuff. The word accountable means you're liable. The word accountable means that you're going to give answer to God regarding this matter of stewardship. The word accountable means there is an obligation on your part for caring and managing His things that are in your possession. Accountable means that the success of His money and possessions is tied to you personally. And if this story in Luke 16 is telling you and I how we ought to handle ourselves with God, I guess God could call us in and say, look, you're not taking care of my stuff right. I'm taking some of it back. I think there are Christians that lose in life because they don't take care of what God gives them. Now, I think that's what the story teaches. Story teaches that the steward was not doing what he's supposed to do. And the boss said, I'm taking some of that away. Matter of fact, he took it all away in that story. He lost his stewardship. Let's go on. Number five, good stewardship results in an increase for the steward. In other words, if we do what we're supposed to do, then God trusts us with His stuff. He said, you know what? I can bring more of my stuff over to you. I'm going to give you some money and see what you do with it. Well, you won't even give him back 10%. That it's all his, and you won't give it back to him. He said, I'm not giving you any more. Matter of fact, you're going to lose because of it. But wait a minute. Wonder if you take what God gave you and you do right with it, and you do what God would have done with it. You know what God will do? God will come along and say, you know what? I'm going to give you more. Wouldn't it be something if God trusts you to where He could just give you all sorts of stuff? You say, but it's not mine. Yeah, but it'd be fun passing it along. I mean, I remember when my grandfather owned a car lot. My mom got to drive some great cars. She just put a dealer's plate on any old car she wanted on the lot, and she'd get to drive it. Now, we didn't own any of them, but it sure was fun picking any car you wanted. It was just passing through. But I do know some people that are very good stewards of God's money. And God said, you know what? I can trust you. You're doing right with it. Let me just give you some more to take care of. God said, I got so much, I don't know what to do with it all. I've got to have somebody help me take care of my stuff. And so he trusts the steward, and there's increase for the steward that handles themselves right. For instance, Matthew 25:21 says, and his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. So here someone was attending to something that belonged to God, and they handled it right. And God said, you know what? You did a good job. I gave you a little bit, but you handled it very well. I'm going to give you more. That's how God thinks. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24 says, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For you receive Lord Christ. Now, obviously, there's the inheritance of heaven and everything that goes along with it. But let me say to you, we are God's children. There is an element of inheritance. There's an element of things that our Heavenly Father passes down to us now. Because there's even reward on this earth. So, if you and I practice good stewardship according to the Scripture, there is increase available. You can collect a reward if you'll handle God's stuff right. God rewards you for handling His money properly. If you manage God's affairs right, He can increase. I would say whether it's in your household, or if it's in a church, hey, I think if it's in a business, I think if a business realizes, I think a business person ought to realize your business really belongs to God. Now handle things the way God would want it handled, and God will say, you know what? I'll give you more business because you're handling my business the right way. Now, let's go on. Number six, stewardship is about more than just money. We tend to think it's all about money, but it's not just about cash or gold or silver. In Genesis chapter 14, verse number 19, it says, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. As we know earlier, we read the scripture there from the book of Psalms. It said in Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. So, again, most of the time when you hear someone talk about stewardship, they're thinking about a ministry conducting themselves right financially. But it's far more than that. It's you and I handling God's stuff, God's money, God's possessions properly. Now, let's just think about that for a second, though. Stewardship is more than money. If the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein, let's see if we can analyze that a little. Okay, you and I, we dwell on the earth. That means our lives belong to God. Could I recommend that you don't waste your life? Why? It's really not yours. You are to do with your life what God would have done with it, because truly it's no longer your life, but it's His life. Don't waste your life. Don't waste what God's given you. Okay, so our lives would be a part of this. Now, of course, our possessions. So it's not just money, it's not just our cash, but we are stewards of our possessions, and we've kind of reiterated that throughout this lesson. But your clothes, they belong to God. One reason you say, I don't think we ought to waste food. I agree. I don't think we ought to waste food. But most of the time, we don't want to waste food because we think that if our child wastes food, they're wasting our money. No, they're actually wasting God's food and God's money. But all of our possessions, whether it's our clothing, our house, our car, whatever it is, we are to be good stewards. So what God's given you, take care of it. Attend to it properly. If you're not the kind of person that tends to maintain what God's given you, you need to fix that. Why? Because it's not yours. God does not want His stuff falling apart. God wants His stuff taken care of properly. But let's go on. Our children. Do you realize our children do not belong to us? They don't belong to the government. Your kids belong to God. You're not to raise your kids for you. You're to raise your kids for God. All you have to do is go through the birth process and go and watch a baby born, and you know that is a miracle of Almighty God. Everybody in here that's ever had a child, God gave you that child. That child is a miracle of Almighty God. And I'll tell you what God did. God gave you a child because God wanted you to raise that child to make an eternal difference for the cause of Jesus Christ. Not so that your child would become a feather in your cap. Not so your child would follow in your footsteps, but in your Heavenly Father's footsteps. So we are stewards of our children. We are stewards of our own lives. We are stewards of our possessions, not just money. Could I tell you something? Did you know your goals ought to be God's goals? Why? We belong to God. Our time is God's time. So we ought to make sure that we use God's time in a way that glorifies God. Your job. You ought to treat your job as if it's God's job. Why? Because your job is you function on God's earth, you eat God's food, you breathe God's air, you drink God's water, you live in God's body, you earn God's money. I would think then at work we ought to do what we do to bring honor to God because it belongs to Him. You say, well, I don't care about my job. It's not your job. It's God's job and you're to take care of it. You're to treat it right. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. By the way, all they that dwell therein. Now, you and I as Christians, I'm going to guess you're saying, yeah, this is true. We might not like it. We may not think this way. This will be one of those that you'll hear tonight. And by Saturday, you'll have forgotten about everything that I say. But let me tell you and I as Christians, this shouldn't be hard for us to accept or understand. Is the world not totally off their rocker out there? They are very lost about what they believe. And our country has become more and more humanistic, where it's all self-centered about self. We need to get back to some of the founding of our country, one nation under God. Under God. So, stewardship is about more than money. It's about our lives, our possessions, our children, our goals, our time, our job. So, what is stewardship? It's where one takes care of the possessions of another. It starts with a good understanding of ownership. God owns it all. Then, God allows us to serve Him by being stewards. He started it with Adam and Eve and said, go take care of my stuff. And the human race, do you all know what we're going to do when we get to heaven? God's not going to come around and serve us and take care of us when we're in heaven. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take care of Him. You say, I don't like that. Well, you're going to have to get used to it. There won't be a welfare system in heaven. We're all going to take care of Him. And we'll be glad. We're going to serve Him for all eternity. Why? It's all His. He owns it all. Then, stewardship continues with an understanding of accountability. In other words, God's watching what we do with His money. God's watching what we do with our body. God's watching what we do with everything that we have. And He's keeping a record as to whether or not we're using it right or abusing it. Are we doing what He would have done with it? Then, He said, look, number five, He told us, He said, if you'll treat it right, then I will reward you. You use my stuff right, you use my money right, you use my things right, then I learn that I can trust you, and so if I give you a little, the testing ground to get a lot is what do you do with God when He gives you a little? And, you know, really, there are people that would say, you know what, if God would give me $1 million, I'd be faithful to Him. You know how God figures out if you would be faithful to Him if He gave you $1 million? He watches to see what you do with the $5 He gave you. And when you won't use the $5 right, why should He give you more? So, stewardship's more about more than money. Next, number seven. One accepting the responsibility and the reality of stewardship reveals the true condition of their heart toward God. I think sometimes Christians are almost atheistic in their approach to God. It's almost like they want a Savior, but they don't want anything to do with Lordship. Now, Lordship has nothing to do with salvation. You get saved, it's a free gift, but I'll tell you something. You and I ought to be for the rest of our lives working at making Him the Lord of our life. In other words, giving Him total control. Now, I believe that many times we want a Savior, but we don't want someone that's going to dictate everything about us. So, let me say, I think that stewardship and the way someone handles stewardship tells you a lot about the true condition of someone's heart in regard to God. Listen to Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. It says this, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Or what or who is your greatest love in life? So the God told us that where our treasure is, that's where our love's going to be. Now, if you love God like you're supposed to love God, then you will treasure God. But let me go on. Let me read to you Matthew 22:37. It says, "Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind." Now, that tells us we're to love God above everything. So, what I love, who I love, tells me something, and it teaches about what is most important to me. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, it says, "No man can serve two masters." Okay, so it looks to me like at the beginning of this verse, God is saying there are two masters, and you're not going to serve them both. You're going to serve one or the other. Now, let's read on. Matthew 6:24, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other." Now, he said, you're not going to serve two masters. You're going to pick one or the other. He said, and basically, you're going to love one and you're going to hate the other. But let's read on. "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other." So he's not going to serve two masters. He's going to hate one. He's going to love the other. He's going to hold on to one. He'll despise and push the other away. And the verse ends up by saying, "Ye cannot serve God and mammon." Now that word mammon there, that's not a hairy beast from the dinosaur age. That's not a mammoth. It's mammon. The word mammon there has to do with finances or money. So he took all that time to say, there's two masters that are really going to bid for your loyalty. And you're not going to serve them both. You're going to pick. You're going to virtually love one and hate the other. You'll hang on to one and push the other away. And I say, what in the world? What is competing with God? He said, money. Because you either will accept it's His and love Him ultimately, or you won't accept it's His and you'll claim that it's yours. So you'll live your life the way you want. You'll spend your money the way you want. You'll treat your possessions the way you want. And the way we're supposed to do it is it's all to be done with His approval, His way. There are some that would say, God, you know, God does not really micromanage our lives. I think He does. And I think we belong to Him 24/7, 52 weeks a year, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, with every second of every day. That's how much of us, that's how much of our life belongs to Him. If God has your whole heart, you won't have any problem with stewardship. None. That includes your understanding that nothing we have belongs to us, but it all belongs to God. So, in the beginning story, let me read it to you again. And listen real carefully. I'll read the three verses that I started with. It says, "And he said also unto his disciples," now this is Jesus teaching his disciples something. He said, "There was a certain rich man." In other words, when it's a certain rich man, I believe Jesus, this isn't a made up story. He's saying, I'm telling you a true story. There is a certain man about whom this story is about. There was a certain rich man which had a steward. And the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship. For thou mayest be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, What shall I do? For my Lord hath taken away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig to beg, I am ashamed. So, God said, everything that's out there is mine. I'm going to loan it to you. Make sure you treat my stuff right. If you treat my stuff right, I'll bless you and I'll give you more. If you don't treat my stuff right, you'll do without some things. And that could pretty well sum up finances if you would think about it right and handle it right. If nothing else, even the smallest child here can get the most important part of tonight's lesson. It's all God's. All of it. Every bit of it. Don't abuse God's stuff. But in a special way, this is a part of multiple teachings on the subject of money or finances. So let's make sure we remember it's all God's. You know, for some people, they just struggle even giving their tithe to the Lord. And you think, oh, well, that is so assuming of God. My goodness, it's all His. If you won't give Him the tenth, I'll guarantee you are not convinced it's all His. There's no way you're convinced of that. So your struggle is with stewardship. You don't know who gave you what you have. So you must have set yourself up as God. Maybe you're the provider. And that's not so. He is.